From about 1120 onwards, the residence was the headquarters of Salzburg's prince archbishops. From here, they ruled their territory. It was the seat of their government until secularization in 1803. The self-concept of those princes of the church is evident from the two portraits on the narrow sides of the hall. The term prince archbishop reveals the dual function of the holders of office. As princes, their power was secular, while as archbishops, they controlled Salzburg's religious destiny. The bishopric of Salzburg was created in 739. The Pope raised it to an archdiocese in 798. In the Middle Ages, the Salzburg archbishop was responsible for a large area extending from the Drava River in the south to Lake Chiemsee in the north.
After the Battle of Mühldorf in 1322, when the Salzburg prince archbishops broke away from Bavaria, they expanded their own territory systematically, making it the second largest ecclesiastical state in the Holy Roman Empire. The prince archbishops' political importance grew from their religious functions and from the wealth of their country, securing them an important role in the Reichstag. Mining of salt and copper provided a constant source of revenue for the archbishopric, while gold mining ceased around 1600. But it was salt that gave the city and the land their name. Nicknamed the white gold of the early modern era, it provided an almost inexhaustible source of income. Subsequently, secular and ecclesiastic power became separated, a consequence of the Napoleonic Wars. In 1803, the Principality of Salzburg was given to Grand Duke Ferdinand III of Tuscany, a member of the Habsburg family. Salzburg did not become part of Austria until 1816.